Blog Talk Radio.
We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's recorded in the Psalm of David. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We want to welcome you to prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. You're here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman, an anointed woman of God. And this is our hour of power prayer. I'm Fossil Horsley. I'll be getting us started today. It's November the 11th. It's Veterans Day, so happy Veterans Day to all you veterans out there. I'm a veteran myself. And my mother was still here. It would be her birthday. She was born on Veterans Day. Hallelujah. But since then, she then left this beautiful earth here and went on a transition to go be with the Lord. So we thank God for it. We'll be getting started here in a minute. Hallelujah to God. And we thank God for you being here. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise. Because you are our righteousness. We worship you, almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance, after the rain. King and kingdoms have all passed away, but there's something about that name. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, wonderful Father, I love you.
I love you.
You made the trees to bear, the heart to tear, eyes to see, and ears to hear. You gave us the power to understand. You gave your only begotten Son as a sacrifice for the sins of man. Oh, wonderful Father.
Oh, wonderful Father.
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
Beautiful Savior.
Oh, beautiful
yes,
Savior.
I do.
Oh, yes, I do.
Conquering Jesus.
Conquering
I love
Jesus.
You too.
I love
oh,
you.
Oh, wonderful Father. Wonderful Father.
Wonderful
I love
Father,
you.
I love you.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
give
glory.
Give thanks.
Oh, yes.
With a grateful heart. Give thanks.
Oh,
unto
yes.
The Holy One.
He
give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his son.
Yes.
And now let the weak say, I am strong.
Yes.
Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us.
For us.
Give thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
One more will be done. I feel this one. I believe in miracles. I've seen the soul set free.
Yes, yes. Lord.
Miraculously.
Yes.
The change in one.
Oh,
breathing through Calvary. I've seen the lilies push its way up through the stubborn soil.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you.
I believe in miracles because I believe in God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this Thursday morning, Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
God. My soul's excited, oh, Lord God.
Yes,
because you are great, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
You do miracles so great.
Hallelujah.
There is no one else like you.
Like you.
There's just no one else like you. Hallelujah. God bless each and everyone on the prayer line, oh, Lord God.
Yes,
bless
yes,
the one that stands at the helm, Pastor Darlene, oh, Lord God.
Yes.
Every minister, missionary, lay person in the prospective place. Bless my beautiful wife of 38,
Lord.
Almost 39 years, 39 years. I'm not sure anymore.
Yes,
but we thank you, Lord God, for this Thursday morning. We're here in this hour of power prayer, Lord God. We ask that you would have your way today, Lord God, in the prayer request, the scripture of the week, oh, Lord God.
Yes.
You would say, have thine own way, Lord.
Yes.
Have thine own way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thou art the potter. I am the clay.
Oh, yes.
Mold me and make me.
Make me.
After your will. While I am yielded. Hallelujah. God bless on this Veterans Day, oh Lord God. Bless all these veterans in the United States and abroad, whatever part of the armed forces they are, oh Lord God, on other continents, as though those that have gave their life, oh Lord God, for this country, oh Lord God, have gave their life, oh Lord God, as a sacrifice, oh Lord God, to keep this United States of America safe, oh Lord God. So God, we thank you and we praise you this morning in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for a safe arrival back in Jacksonville, Florida, Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God. God, we ask you to bless the praise in various places today, oh Lord God, that there be no hurt, harm, or danger, any type of terrorist attacks, oh Lord God. Lord God, even bless the food, oh Lord God, that they given out to veterans all over this country, Lord God, just for being veterans today, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you and we praise you this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for those, oh Lord God, who are not feeling well, oh Lord God. Sister Mulberry, oh Lord God, we ask that you would touch our body, oh Lord God, and others, oh Lord God, that are suffering with cancer, oh Lord God, in their system. Some men have pancreatic cancer, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Whatever the illness be, oh Lord God, you are a healer, Lord God. God, I just want to say once again, I know they're tired of me hearing it, Lord God. I thank you very much, oh Lord God, for that miracle that you work on Jamila's body, Lord God, and the miracle that you're working on marriages, oh Lord God, the upcoming miracles, oh Lord God. I just want to thank you in advance, oh Lord God, for the healing and the deliverance, oh Lord God. God is just not like you. God bless our Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God. Keep us safe, oh Lord God. Protect the Lord God. Look up the children, grandchildren of this prayer line, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Celestialize and our brothers, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you work miracles so great, oh Lord God. Lord God, bless Pastor, God, Pastor Darlene, all our sisters, oh Lord God. Her brother, Margaret, oh Lord God. Bring us all out, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you. As we go for, did you find the scripture of the week this week, sweetheart?
Oh, yes, we do thank God.
I think it was Psalm.
Yes.
Okay.
We do thank God for Pastor Bundy. She did text me, and also Sister Alice Marie. I thank them so much for their love and thoughtfulness. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. We do greet you all in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We do honor the visionary of this prayer line, the woman of God we know who's been called, who's been appointed and anointed by God to do such a work like this in such a time as this. And we thank God for her devotion. We thank God for her commitment. Moreover, we thank God for her love for God, her reverence of God, and also for her great love for the people of God. Praise God. I'll be reading out of the 100th division. Our scripture of the week is from Psalms 100. We also give honor to all those, all the saints of the Most High God who's on the prayer line on today in your respective places. We love you all in Jesus' name. We'll be reading from the 100th division of Psalms. And it reads like this: make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Glory be to God. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, glory, and the sheep of his pasture. Thank you, Lord. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and enter his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Truly, this is one of the most powerful scriptures in the whole Word of God, because it sort of brings us back and helps us and reminds us how we need to come before the Lord with praises, making a joyful sound. Even if you don't have an instrument, you can clap your hand. If you don't have an instrument, you can stomp your feet. We can make a joyful noise unto the Lord when we consider in the first place how much Jesus loved us. Hallelujah. We know that St. John 3:16 is a very familiar scripture to all of us. For God, he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. When we consider the great love of God, his inseparable love, his all-inclusive love, his unconditional love, his agape love toward us. Hallelujah. When we were not worthy, hallelujah, he looked beyond our faults, y'all. I'm so glad he saw our needs. When we look at Romans 5, round the sixth verse, it says, for when we were yet without strength, hallelujah, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. That's you and me, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I love what it says in Romans, the 5th chapter, the 8th verse. It said, but God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, hallelujah, Christ died for us. Glory be to God. And we know in the book of Isaiah, it lets us know in Isaiah 53:5, that he was wounded, you all, for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed, saints. Glory be to God. What a blessing. Hallelujah. We truly thank God for his grace and his mercy, his love that he bestowed upon us, undeserving as we were, yet he extended his love toward us. And I'm so glad that we were like that wild olive branch that was grafted in. Hallelujah. Now we are, hallelujah, the children of the Most High God. We have all the privileges. Hallelujah. We have all the blessings, oh God, from Abraham even to Christ Jesus. We are so blessed, saints of God. And we can't help, hallelujah, to give God the glory. We can't help but to make a joyful noise. We cannot help but say hallelujah and cry out hallelujah, Jesus, because he alone, y'all, is worthy. And I know y'all know that. Hallelujah. Everybody got a testimony. Truly, we know that God brought us out of the miry clay and planted our feet on a rock to stay. And he has established our going. Surely we can make a joyful noise. We consider how he translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus Christ. I'm excited about what Jesus has done. You know, we need to stop and count our blessings, saints of God. Hallelujah. Remember the great love of God, that all-inclusive love of God, how he included us into the plan of salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, we were not redeemed with silver and gold or anything material, but we were redeemed, hallelujah, by the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. The devil thought he had us, but we got away because of Jesus' sacrifice. The fact that he rose from the dead lets us know that we have the victory through Jesus Christ, and we can walk now in the newness of life. We can, hallelujah, live holy. Glory be to God. The Lord blessed us with salvation. The Lord's blessed us with his best. He's blessed us with the Holy Ghost. He's blessed us with his holy word. Hallelujah be to God. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about what God has done and what he's yet doing every day, you all. He loads us daily with his blessings. I can't help but make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. He alone is worthy. Hallelujah. I can't help but share the goodness of the Lord and let you know that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? When I consider the fact that I was acting a fool in New York at one time, running the streets, but I'm so glad that one day in the nick of time, Jesus arrested me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil, y'all, thought he had Sister Lynn, but I'm so glad, hallelujah, that I got away. Glory be to God. I'm so glad that somebody invited me to their church, and I heard the glorious gospel. I've got to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So you all continue to praise God. Continue to worship him. We know the word of God gives us to know in Thessalonians 5:18 that in everything we ought to give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. When you stop and count your blessings, remember that it was God that chose us and not we ourselves. He chose us. Hallelujah. Yes, we love Jesus because he first loved us. And we have a right to make a joyful noise. We have a right to enter his gates with thanksgiving. We have a right to enter his courts with praise. We have a right to be thankful unto him. Glory be to God. We must remember that it was he who have made us and not we ourselves. So we must continue, saints, to be humble, to be prayerful, to be obedient, to be willing and obedient so that we can eat the good of the land, so that we could be blessed, hallelujah, so that we could truly receive our kingdom blessings. We love you all this morning. May God continue to bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Elder Horsley, praise the Lord. Let's come on in, you all, and let's give God some praise. Come on. We got to give God some praise this morning. Let's unmute the phone. Let's give God the glory.
Give God
hallelujah. The glory. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. You are so worthy, Lord. We thank you for our salvation. We thank you for our salvation. Thank you for being our Redeemer. Thank you for being our reconciler. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Well, we're going to go to Pastor Darlene and see what she has for us today this morning. And just announce with
the
session with a prayer request, and then we're going to get
thank
the prayer request.
Jesus.
We're going to be back. Pastor Darlene, do you feel like singing this morning a little song of Holy Spirit?
Yes.
That song you sing about the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Oh, mind.
Oh, yes.
Yes. You know, Holy Spirit, sweet perfume.
Yes.
If you feel like
yes.
If not. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Spirit, sweet perfume,
glory.
Yeah, that's a nice one that she be singing. Okay, any song for my best song? You have something good to be on there? Yeah, I just hear a voice singing that song. Holy Spirit, sweet perfume. I don't know the song, but anyway. We're going in this hour of power prayer. Okay, Pastor Darlene, you have something to have a special prayer request or something?
Okay, well, I'm just going to be here today, and actually, I got something in my throat. I can't really. Anyway, God is good.
That's okay.
And his mercies and ever
all
and ever.
Yes.
And I just, Evangelist, wonderful for the way you always just present the word. It is just so wonderful and powerful how you just do it so passively. Mm-hmm. God is just using you and your husband. I appreciate both of you and how down through the years you all have just worked together. I call you the tag team against the devil. So I just appreciate both of you and all that you're doing here and in other arenas. God is using you for his glory. So I thank you for that this morning. And so I just want to keep my daughter Jamila in prayer. She did hurt her thumb again. So pray that, you know, it would completely heal. And then there's a young boy. He's 7 years old. He's in ICU. I don't know his name. And they don't know what his problem is. And so we want to pray that the Lord would give the doctors the wisdom to figure out the problem so that he can be healed. So we'll be praying for this 7-year-old boy, that God will help him to come to health in his life and in his body. And I just want to pray for families. We want to keep the families in prayer, every family across the nation and around the world. We're going into a time of the season, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and people come together. Sometimes people have with each other. So we just pray that people will forgive and forget about the past and that there will be peace, love, and joy between everybody, brothers, nieces, nephews, aunts, dads, the whole family. So we want to pray for that today. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah to God. Well, we thank you for those words and of encouragement for us. Hallelujah to God. We've been, wife and I have been working together since day one. Hallelujah to God. And we thank God for everyone that's here on the prayer line. Hallelujah to God. We want to encourage you to support and send in your prayer request and your love offering. Hallelujah to God, because it is important that we keep that going. I pray for Sister Sean that she want to thank every. Huh?
Yes. Oh, go ahead. And
Sister
then I
Sean
have a prayer request. Yes.
Okay, okay. She's thanking you for your prayers. She
got
her business started. And the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and that's all of us. And it's a carrier business. And she opened it up, and God gave her so much favor. She just had to start crying and stuff. I had to stop. She was so excited. I had to stop talking to her because she was just so excited, trying to explain how God just outpoured his spirit and how she just knew it was the prayers of the saints of God. Because she just kept going. People just come up and giving her contracts and giving her numbers and call this number express and talk to this person by name. They give you that you're a Baptist hospital, this one, that one, the other. I tell you, when God gives you favor, it takes God one blessing, if that, He can bless you one time. It will carry you out through all your days. Hallelujah to God. And we want to thank God for that. Okay, so I'm going to let the wife go from here. We want to get your names and then give a few people to pray. Hallelujah to God. My days get done. Amen. Okay, there we are.
Yes. I just want to add for our prayer request, I just wanted to add up our dear sister Gladys. She left some prayer requests on the text message line. She said for us to pray for her daughter Michelle for spiritual, emotional, physical, and mental stability and strength, and pray for all marriages and that communication would be open more in families, and that we would pray that our spiritual eyes and ears be open to the perfect will of God. And Sister Gladys also asked us to pray for her strength to endure the various challenges that she faces, as well as what we may be facing. So we're praying for spiritual strength to endure. These are our Sister Gladys' prayer requests. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
How about Sister in Gainesville? What's their family name?
Oh, the Wall the Wallfowl family as well.
Her family, her husband is happy. Okay, amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Anybody have a testimony? And we'll get a couple of people to do a prayer request. I mean, do some praying this morning in this hour of power of prayer.
Yes.
Yeah, prayer deliverance ministry.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I wanted to also say that during my the time just on yesterday, and when I asked God to pray, when we asked God to pray for our families, God has been revealing and showing to me things and how he's changing lives and stuff. And through and by this, you know, on yesterday, I was enlightening about these situations. And I thank God that my daughter was able to come to me and to tell me about her plight and what she was going through, what she's dealing with. And so I asked for that strength for me to do it, because when you're living, you know, in the same place, you see and you feel all of these different things. And God to give me that strength that I need to be able to endure the challenges that I have to go through, and while he's showing me different things to pray for. So I thank God for the victory in Jesus' name, that, you know, that's continue. We continue to keep one another lifted up in prayer, hallelujah, for our families and our spiritual families, as well as our natural families and things that are, you know, going on. So I just thank you. Thank everybody for doing that for me, touching and agreeing with me for that in prayer.
Good morning. This is Vaughn.
Good morning.
I want to have prayer for my daughter, Nicole. God bless her with a job that she be able to take her son to school and get out soon enough to pick her son up. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm asking prayer for my son who's in the hospital, and plus I'm asking prayer for my knee. I can't hardly walk on my left knee.
What is your son's first name?
Michael.
Okay.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie.
Good morning.
I would like to pray for Jerome and his family. He just lost a brother, and we only know him by black spirit, so we know him as a child. So Jerome and his family, and Gary Gaither and his family, because he just lost his stepdad. So we pray for them. And last I saw news, the little one-year-old Blaze had not been found. So we pray for their family, comfort for them, and their safe return for their one-year-old child. The child Blaze, B-L-A-T-E. He's 1 year old. They stole the car with the child in it. But last I saw news, they had not found the child, but they found the vehicle.
Amen.
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 Good morning. This is
Chris. Go ahead.
I have a
yesterday my phone, like right before it was time for the prayer line, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and my phone was just spinning. Like I couldn't even turn it on. I couldn't turn it off. I couldn't do anything. That's how I missed the prayer line yesterday. I had to buy a new phone, wait till 10 o'clock till the phone place open. But I just want to say thank God that I was able to get a phone, and y'all just keep me in your prayers.
Is that Minister Christie?
Yes, yes.
Who had the telephone that wouldn't come on? My
me,
phone did the same thing. Okay. What they did, I took it someplace, and the guy, he squeezed all the buttons and held it for 5 minutes. And the phone been working ever since. I had bought a new phone. I had lost a new phone. And he took the phone, in case if you still had the phone, all the buttons that work, he held them all in for about 5 minutes. Because the phone was charged already, and the phone came back on. And we're talking on it now. I've been working ever since. Still can't find my new phone that I bought. We don't want to forget to ask God for a word of knowledge and a creative miracle for the child that's 7 years old, I believe Pastor Darlene said. They don't know what is the thing is that the doctors need a word of knowledge there, too. Okay, Amanda Sosa, you can continue and take us to the top of the hour, please.
Yes, praise the Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Let us unmute our phones and let us just pray for these prayer requests. God is able. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for being so great, and you're so greatly to be praised. You're not mischief, God. You are all-knowing, God. You are healing, Jesus. Lord, we lift up, oh, God, Jamila, right now before you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for your name, Jesus. We invite you to be faithful to all our bodies and continue to strengthen us. Nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God. For you are her healer. You are our healer, Lord God. Healing is the children's bread. We pray for a miracle, a miraculous healing, a continued healing in Jamila's body. Lord, we pray for the 7-year-old boy, Lord. Oh, God, you know all about him, Lord. He's been fearfully and wonderfully made by your hand. Lord, we are touching in the green with the old that is by your strength. This young man is healed. God, the doctors are like the nurses. Oh, God, the servants. So we are performing an operation procedure on him, Lord. Give them the wisdom of what is wrong. But Lord, we pray that you will heal him even now in Jesus' name. We pray for families everywhere, Lord. We pray that your love, your joy, and your peace would be in families, Lord, like never before.
Thank you, Lord.
that you would work everything out for her daughter, Lord God. That you would supply the transportation for her. That her daughter would be able to take her son to school. You fix it, Jesus.
In the name of God.
Nothing is too hard for you. We pray for Michael. In the name of salvation. Lord, need every need, Lord. Lord, we lift up Sister Marie right now. Lord, we know you're up to your game for the best God. We pray to everyone. Oh God, and we feel it your oh God, in the name of Jesus, meet their needs. We pray together, Lord. Help with the family. Help with their family, oh God, as they go through the family. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Lord. That this missing child of 1 year old would be found and without any hurt harm or danger. Lord, we pray that this child would be married for 3 days soon in the name of Jesus. For we know you're able, oh God. Now, oh God, we are praying, oh God, that somebody will call, that somebody will let the authorities know that this child has been found in the name of Jesus. Nothing is too hard. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And we pray, God, for all that you already have done and for what you are ready to do. Oh, God, we pray, oh God, that you would meet every one of her needs, oh God. Oh, God, that you would strengthen her body. Lord, God, we speak healing to Sister Gladys in the name of Jesus. We pray for her daughter that her daughter will continue to grow in the knowledge and the wisdom of Jesus Christ. Meet every one of Michelle's needs, God. Every arena of her life. Lord, we pray for marriages. Oh, God, marriages, oh, God. Oh, God, would truly be honorable, oh, God, that your husbands and wives, oh, God, would walk in your word, would walk in the perfect love, oh, God, that you have shown us. Oh, God, we pray that the husbands would love the wives and the wives would love the husbands, Lord, that there would be peace and harmony in every marriage for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for meeting every need, God, in family, Lord. Oh, God, we pray that communication lines would be open, oh, God, that there would be joy, that there would be love and harmony and unity, oh, God, like never before. In the name of Jesus, we pray that our spiritual eyes and ears would be open to do the perfect will of God. Bless the body of Christ to walk in the perfect will of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. Give us, oh God, or strength to endure. Grant us your grace to run this race. Bless Sister Gladys in a special way, God. Bless us all, oh God. Bless Pastor Bundage like never before to continue to do the work never ever forcefully, Lord. Give him your strength. Give him your grace to run the race. Oh God, touch his body in the name of Jesus. Heal him, God, for your glory. Heal him from the crown of his head to the soul of her feet. Save us, O Lord. Make a home in Jesus' name.
You're already working behind the scenes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to you, Lord. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. We are nearing into the top of the hour. We thank you. We thank you, Pastor Dolly, for the time. You remain at this time, the Pastor Dolly. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Once again, we're just so grateful to be here. And you did ask testimonies. My testimony is that I am alive and I am well.
Yes.
And God just continues to, you know, give me peace each and every day.
Yes.
And for anybody's life. And we just have to keep eyes on the Lord. Because the Lord God Almighty is the mighty God. He's the one who knows the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. And so I'm just grateful that I'm able to continue to come to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries prayer line and all the wonderful saints of God who come here and share in what God is doing. It is just so beautiful what God is doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. I mean, it's just awesome. And so we just thank the Lord. I thank God for the love that I feel here, just the love that is coming forth from each and every person. And, you know, when we love one another, God blesses that. And then people are drawn to God, the love that we share with one another. So I'm just thanking God for my life and thank God for my health and my strength. And because, I mean, I could be in a place where I would not know where I was or who I was or anything like that. So I thank the Lord for just giving me a sound mind today. And each and every day we lay down and we are resting. And the Lord just protects us when we rest at night and we sleep in the very image of death. And then we come back and the Lord, you know, he wakes us up and no harm comes nigh our dwelling. While we're traveling, God is right there to protect us as we travel to and fro in the street. And so I'm thanking God that he's helping me to be able to find that house. We're going to go and have our inspection today. And we just pray that everything will work out, that there will not be any glitches, so we can go to table next week. And we are thanking God for, you know, in advance for all of that. And so I just want to speak a little bit today about marriage. If we do have a few minutes, maybe 3 or 4 minutes. So God is the one who designed husbands and wives. In fact, he designed, well, he formed Adam in his very own image and then blew into him the breath of life. And so because of that, we have the breath of life. We're able to breathe each and every day. And he made Eve for Adam out of his rib. And so they are to work together. Husbands and wives should be doing that. You know, when you get married, you're not just being married just to say we're married, but they should be working together. And when you're in the body of Christ and you're married, my God, you have some power against the enemy. When you work together and you speak against the devil and you're together, you know, two are better than one. One can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So when we know the reality of the authority that we have through God's word and what he has given us, it is so awesome. Genesis 1 and 27 says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So he made the man and the woman to be together. And so because of that, we have children. And then, you know, we have the olive plants. My mother and dad had 9 olive plants that sat around the table, and we're able to learn about Jesus Christ, and that's what marriage is about. You know, when you have the children, you teach the children about Jesus and his love and help them to know that they, too, can become a part of the body of Christ. And, you know, if children learn about Jesus and they come to Jesus at an early age, they avoid many of the pitfalls that I or somebody else who was not saved at an early age, we did things that were not of God. And, you know, if we're a part of the kingdom at an early age, then we avoid those things. We don't have to go through those things. We can just thank God for just keeping us through all the years that he has given us. So, you know, we have to thank God for that. And Genesis 2 and 18 says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. And so that's what God did. He gave Eve to Adam, and that's just powerful how he did that. Sometimes I stop and I think, I said, how did God, but you know, who am I? I mean, just in my mind, I'm wondering, how did he fashion us the way he did? How did he put everything together? And, you know, the male and the female, how he designed us to be the way we are, and how
the female is received from the male. That's the way God designed it. And so even in your marriages, God should be there so that we can do the things that God designed us to do. You know, when you think about just the anatomy of the male and the female, the woman is the recipient from the male. And so even in your day-to-day doings, you should be receiving from the male. The man should be taking care of the wife and loving his wife as Christ loved the church, who gave himself for it. A lot of the stuff that we see in this marriage is because people are not following God's precepts and concepts and his word and his rules and his thoughts of what we should be doing. And so we thank the Lord today that we will, you know, encourage people when you see somebody who is going through an issue or having a situation in their marriage, you know, maybe bring to their mind that God put you together so that you can love one another, not to fight one another, not to be against one another, not to, you know, cause havoc in each other's lives. There are people who just have a mean spirit, and so they use that mean spirit to cause others to be uncomfortable in the marriage. So we pray that God will bring peace in the marriages down, you know, as we go through the rest of our lives. You know, I pray for my daughter and her husband, and I have my sister and her husband. I have two sisters that are married, Rosalind and Frank, and then Yolanda and Francis. And we just pray that God will bless everybody, all the ones who are on this prayer line who are married. I don't know everybody who's married, but many of you who are married, God will bless your relationship if you truly, you know, come together as one, as the unit comes together as one. So we thank the Lord today for just giving us a word to make it better. Make it better. That's what we want to do, is make it better as we go forward, you know, when you're married. And those who are single, God will bless those who are single with the right mate. If you just, you know, be patient and wait on him, because that is a better way to do it. So as we're at the top of the hour, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus, and I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank God for the angels that protect us from one destination to the next. I decree no accidents or incidences as we travel in the name of Jesus. I thank everyone who has sown into the ministry and or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground. And I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. I believe that some will receive a 30-fold blessing, some 60 and some 100. And I speak Deuteronomy 1 and 11. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you. I decree this morning that we have been given the power to get wealth. I decree businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Some are receiving millions of dollars. Some are receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some are believing for thousands of dollars. Some hundreds of dollars. According to your faith, so be it done unto you. I decree that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus, and we have on the whole armor of God. I decree that we continuously humble ourselves and pray, and we resist the devil, and he flees in the name of Jesus. I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I decree that we pull down strongholds, that they will not keep us down. I decree that wickedness in high places is destroyed, and the showers of blessings are upon our lives daily in the name of Jesus. So let us remember this. We're going to rejoice in the Lord because he is our strength, and he is the one who makes our feet like hind feet, and he helps us to walk upon those high places. So let's look forward to continue to walk upon those high places, and we have the faith that is a grain of mustard seed, and we can speak to the mountains, and the mountains shall be removed in Jesus' name. So as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you so much for loving me back. We will love each other and love our families and draw them to Jesus Christ by the love that we share with them. And I'm noticing, speaking of love, I'm noticing one of my nephews, he, some years ago, he was very, he lied on me about me, some things that he just told some lies. So anyway, nowadays, he's here in the city. He lives in this area. And so we're able to communicate, and he's seeming to come around. I'm believing for his salvation because he needs to be saved. So we, as you pray for Albert, that God will help him to come to Jesus Christ and come out of the sinful state that he's in Jesus' name. Everybody be blessed. We look forward to tomorrow. we would come with the spirit of praise and thanksgiving. And as you go through your day, give God some praise. As you get up in the morning, give God some praise because it's awesome. He's in the midst of your praise because he inhabited the praises of Israel. He inhabits our praise. Amen. I love you once again.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.